It is indeed. It is summer practice at the Greenbrier, courtesy of Flight by Yingling. Good to be with you.
This is so nice out here.
It is great. Oh. Okay, so that's the view we've got right now. We're looking so Seth's got the camera going here. If you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, you can kind of see what it looks like in the background here.
We were trying to keep it away off the fields completely in case anybody comes out to do rehab or something.
I'll give him a little quick little look at the mountains.
Yeah,
over there. Spin it around. Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, not my head. I got to get out of there.
Yeah, there we go.
A little bit of that.
Look at that, man.
I'm sorry to the radio people. That's awful. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well,
Sean and I are taking. Yeah. Hey, Sean, just let the picture do the talking.
Let
the camera do the talking for us. Yeah.
Okay,
no, but it's beautiful up here, and the weather is. I don't know. What do you think it is right now? About 60?
It is. Is in the mid 60s. If I had to guess, it is in. I would guess 63.
It's
61.
It's overcast.
61 degrees and overcast. It's beautiful.
I haven't had a single swig of liquid this morning. I haven't felt.
I drank a Powerade.
Well,
I'm
I had
okay.
my coffee, but that's about it.
I feel good, man.
Yeah.
I feel good.
This is incredible. If they wanted to spend 4 weeks up here, I wouldn't object, but I do feel guilty saying that because I know a lot of people really like going to training camp.
That is true.
But if you wanted to plan a trip up here, this is a gorgeous state.
It is,
oh
but
my
the practice this week at least is not open to the public. We should make
right,
it,
but if they would make it open to the public
if they came here
if
that
they
long
had for the full camp.
Yeah, they came here,
and
that
it's
long.
Really, I mean, it's just a beautiful state. I drove down through. From the north part of the state, I crossed the Potomac River.
Mm-hmm.
As we discussed, I was a little less impressed with Washington crossing
right,
the
no,
Potomac.
You're
now.
Basically one of our founding forefathers.
I drove across in like 27 seconds.
Yeah.
And but like I was just going through nothing but state parks and national forests the whole time, and it was incredible. It was just awesome.
It's really
no
pretty.
Cell service.
Yeah.
I got to just be alone with myself and nature.
Can you imagine being alone with Seth Payne's brain? That would be incredible.
It's hell is what it is. I've spent a lifetime doing it. It's ridiculous.
All right. Let's get to what we've seen on the field here. Seth and I have been here 2 days. Day three today. We've not gotten word. We should check and see if we're getting pads today.
We were talking about this in the yesterday after a couple
sending it to the Omar
after
group
a couple the tight ends were particularly frisky yesterday. Cade Stover and Dalton Schultz both involved in a couple of skirmishes. It was fun to see. Never felt like you're on the verge of it, you know, an all out brawl or anything. But guys are getting a little testy, and we wondered. I wonder if D'Amico will kind of pull back a little bit. You got the preseason game coming up, then you've got a combined practice against Carolina next week before the preseason game, and my thought was. No, I think that it's for one, you come up here. Partly,
you got to maximize your minutes, man.
Right.
The team spent a lot of money to bring these guys up.
Yeah,
here.
No, and you get to the end of the practice yesterday, and you can tell the energy level's different. And it's the one thing is you can have crisper practices with fewer mental errors and all of that. And, you know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, that's a soft mentality or anything. I think D'Amico likes those first couple weeks of having to be out in the heat and push through it because it's as close to a Junction Boys environment that you're ever going to get these days.
Yeah.
You can kind of just create some mental toughness by having to battle the heat. But then there's the side of it where you don't want to wear guys down. You don't want them to get injured. You gotta get good, crisp physical practices in, but you don't want guys being injured. I think that's why you come up here.
No doubt.
My forecast is pads today and then tomorrow, because you got a preseason game on Saturday, you know, tomorrow becomes like a normal Friday practice that they probably go in just uppers or no pads at all.
Yeah.
Just have kind of a three-quarter speed practice.
Glorified walkthrough / three-quarter speed practice kind of thing. Yeah, I can see that. So we'll find out if there's pads today. But there were pads the last 2 days, and it's been really, really good. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday assessing day two.
And we had a really good day today at practice. I saw very competitive periods on both sides. Like, we had a tough physical short yardage period today, and it was a lot of back and forth. Guys did a great job up front, D-line, O-line. Those guys were competing and battling. That's what you see every day. Our receivers and DBs, those guys competing. Receivers making plays, DBs making plays on the football. We have a really competitive team. That's my takeaway from our camp thus far, and that's how it should be. So I'm excited just to see these guys go play against someone else. It is that time of camp where it's going to be a little more chirpy. You're going to see fights and scuffles happening, but it's just you get tired of hitting the same person. You get tired of going against the same schemes over and over again. So it's that time for us to go play a game.
I thought yesterday was, and we'll get into some of the details of yesterday in a second. I thought it was almost the ideal practice if you're a Texan fan. I thought each side, that's to the side that's going to be the linchpin for your team, the defense, had enough plays yesterday where you're like, yeah, these guys, this is backing up everything we've seen in camp. They're really, really good. I thought the offense got just enough yesterday, both in the ground game and through the air,
yeah,
to feel good about the direction it's going. Maybe the overall results you want better, but there was enough that they did out there well to where you feel like, okay, this thing's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, the physicality is the thing that this offense, I think the way Nick Caley wants to operate, you're going to have that. And you can't be a finesse offense the way that Nick Caley wants to run things. That was encouraging because that's also where you don't have to have five all pros on your offensive line. If you can operate that way, you just got to have blue collar lunch pal type of guys that are willing to just get gritty and get their pads low and root guys up and out of there. And you saw some evidence of that yesterday. The cool thing about that is that you also saw when Nick Chubb has good blocking in front of him, all right, that vision is still there, and he's got strong legs. I don't know if he's as explosive as he used to be, but he can grind out some yardage, and you can see the appeal there. He had one nice run of probably 15 to 30 yards or so, depending on whether or not a tackle was made here or there.
Yeah.
But that part of it, that looked good. And the pass protection remains a work in progress. The blitz pickup remains a work in progress. But it's early in camp where you've got a new offense going against a defense that's really dialed in, and it's going to be difficult. And yes, the Texans are going to face other good defenses this year, but that's where, yeah, they got to get better sometime between now and that point. But it's not. After yesterday's practice, I felt a lot better than I did. It wasn't a great day for the offense, but I felt better about their progress yesterday than I did after Monday.
They made some plays at least, man. Like Monday was rough, and Tuesday there were at least some wow moments. And if you were just here watching casually as a fan and you had to pick a day to come, yesterday would have been the day way over Monday because you want to come to see at least a little bit of offensive fireworks.
Well, and I think the encouraging thing, too, is at times the quick game has looked really good.
Yes.
And you didn't really feel like you could rely on the quick game last year, especially at times where it felt like, all right, if defenses are trying to take away the deep ball, why are you not carving them up short and running the ball? And it turns out it's because – hopefully the explanation is simply that Bobby Slowick was not scheming it that way.
When the ball...
Don't worry, Mark. We're clear to do this. Mark Vandermeer just walked by and saw our different setup, and we told him hovering
over us like a gargoyle. Yeah. Why are you faced this way? No, I'm just joking. Danny's not doing that. When the ball gets out quick, CJ looks like 2023 CJ.
Yeah.
You know, like when it's boom, first read, boom, some quick game, like you said, that looks really, really good. The fact of the matter is, by and large, he doesn't have time to do much more than that going against this first-team defense right now.
I think the other thing that would happen, though, today, too, though, Sean, that might make sense is if they go no pads but then end up doing – you know what? They can't go 4 days in a row of pads.
Well, it's only been 2 days.
I know, but if they went pads today, then they wouldn't go tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could see them maybe going no pads today and then pads tomorrow.
Maybe.
That's my prediction now.
Okay, we'll see.
Good physical day of practice yesterday, and then – probably no pads today, but then I they still might go pads tomorrow.
If we get fights today with no pads, that's how you know things are chippy.
Yes. That's the bare knuckles version of it somehow.
You know guys are sick of each other. No pads, fights.
Dalton Schultz comes out with with Ultimate Warrior bands around his biceps.
Tassels, yeah, that'd be
great.
Wearing
a bandana.
That'd be great. Jaden Higgins' show yesterday. He had some big plays. You know, people are always asking how the rookie's doing, how guys looking. Jaden Higgins had a huge day, like three. If these were Astro catches in center field, those would have been like 4-star and 5-star catches.
And I think that's what you hope to see out of the guys that you're planning on. And remember, you know, Jaden Higgins is a second rounder, Jalen Knowles a third rounder. It's not like they're top 10 picks or whatever. But you want to see those guys come in and dominate the twos. And I think when they're in against the twos, they're doing really, really well. It gets more competitive for the offense in general when the ones are going against the ones. But it's hard to find anything to pick out negative about Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll right
Agreed.
Now. Other than just the flat-out generic saying, hey, they're rookies, they got to prove that they can do it in the regular season, et cetera, et cetera. But they're right on pace and on schedule right now.
Kamari Lassiter has been one of the best players out here. He was the best player out here yesterday. He had two picks, one on a deep ball to Nico Collins early in practice, another one on kind of an intermediate route to Xavier Hutchinson where he just kind of out-physicaled Xavier Hutchinson, tipped the ball. grabbed it. Might have been a pick six if we were playing a real game. And then had a nice pass breakup on almost an identical route to Nico that he got the pick on, going the other way down the field. But it was he knocked that ball away. Kamari's been excellent this camp, and D'Amico Ryan said so after practice.
Kamari continues to improve just his details, and that's what sticks out about him. Like a year two player who doesn't feel like a year two player, he's continuing to ascend, continuing to make plays, continue to push himself to be in those tough spots, you know, going against Nico, going against Higgins. Like, those are tough guys to go against, and he battles every single day, and he finds a way to make a play, and I think he made two picks today on the football. So it's impressive to see such a young player who's always dialed in, always bringing great energy and great emotion to our defense, and the guys, they really vibe with that, and he's a spark plug for our team.
He had another pass breakup too on a deep ball intended for Nico Collins that just, I mean, he was running pace for pace for with Nico, but I think it was just wasn't a great ball by CJ.
Yeah.
That CJ was probably trying to put that ball. I thought at first it might have been maybe he was trying to go back shoulder, but it makes more sense that he was trying to put it between Nico and the sideline and it just didn't get there.
It was a great catch by Lassiter. I mean, for him.
Well, I was thinking about the pass breakup.
Oh, the pass breakup. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. I thought the interception was really good hands by Kamari. By the way, confirmation on your hypothesis about practice, Seth, today.
Oh, okay. No pads.
No pads today. Light practice today for the exact reason you cited. Days in a row with pads, this would violate the rule.
I was speculating because I didn't know whether I was allowed to divulge it or not.
You knew
so
exactly.
That was faux speculation.
Gotcha. Oh, come on, act smart.
I can't. I'm too honest.
Point, I don't know if I can put that out there.
Being honest about how I was kind of lying.
I don't feel like telling the world that they're going to be in a light workout today is going to lose the Rams game for them in week one. I think we're okay. Offensive line. We've not talked much about the offensive line today, so let's talk about them right now. Ariante Ursery still with the ones at left tackle yesterday. Titus Howard still right tackle. How much in general are you surprised that Titus Howard is getting run at right tackle right now?
No, I was more surprised that he was only playing right guard early on, because I think the plan is right now that they're going to continue to use Titus Howard the way they have in the past, which is what Nick always says is get the five best guys on the field.
Yeah.
I think that Titus is more psychologically for it now than maybe he was in the past. And part of that is also that, you know, they tweaked this. Part of it might be, hey, they kind of gave him some insurance with the way they tweaked his contract and guaranteed some more of the money. But that I think Titus understands now that being a guy who can play guard is way more of an asset these days than it was in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that being exclusively a right tackle isn't as good these days as being a guy that can be a versatile offensive lineman.
The guard pay scale is pretty good out there.
Yeah, that part of it too.
Yeah.
And it, just psychologically, though, too, it's almost kind of like there's always been more, there's been more of an aura about being a tackle than being a guard. But now in the modern NFL, and with an extra game added, and because offensive linemen just aren't as durable as they used to be, it's that you've got to, like, versatility will get you the recognition and respect just as much as just being a really good right tackle. You got Larry Allen's a prime example of that. I mean, Larry Allen's a Hall of Fame offensive lineman who played every position on the offensive line other than center.
Yeah.
And that's what he gets a lot of respect still to this day for, was how good he was at all those positions. Bruce Matthews, too, had a lot of versatility to him.
Let's hear from D'Amico Ryans on that, on the offensive line. This is D'Amico on the offensive line physicality.
Yeah, today from our run game, you saw the level of physicality and intensity that it takes to run the football from our offensive line. So that's where it all starts. They had the right mindset. You got the right mindset, you're going to move people off the line of scrimmage. So that's where it starts. So they're ready to roll from that standpoint. They had a good day in the run game.
Okay, so that was D'Amico on that. Now here's D'Amico on what we were just talking about, which is kind of the versatility that's needed. The question was about Ariante Ursery, the rookie, moving over to left tackle. But D'Amico says anything can happen.
During this time of camp, so I tell the guys, everything is an evaluation. And I mix it up on coaches, like, the morning of the practice, right, to see how coaches handle it, to see how players handle being moved into a different position. Because as we know, we line up in a game, anything can happen, right? Guys are injured and your plans change very quickly. So how do you adapt? How do you adjust on the fly? So coaches have to be able to adapt and adjust well. Also, players. Tay has done a really good job over at left tackle. We bumped Titus out to right, just mixing it up as much as possible. And that's not the only position. I mean, we move guys around, linebacker, D-line, guys are moving all over the place just to see, you know, what can guys handle. And that's the point of camp. We wouldn't be able to do this any other time throughout the season. So I put a lot on guys mentally in camp to see what they can handle.
D'Amico's a pop quiz guy.
Yeah.
Basically pop quiz. Hey, here, hey, coaches, guess what? Tytus Howard is right tackle.
You got to be ready for anything.
Ready for any kind of action.
He feels like he's the kind of coach that would all of a sudden shut off the hot water in the showers.
Yeah.
See how you guys are going to adapt.
Now what?
Head on a swivel.
Now what?
All the time.
You ever been to Arrowhead Stadium? That place is a dump. The showers could go out at any time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've come kind of 180 on this. That I used to be the first guy to say, listen, offensive linemen need to be able to practice their position and their position alone and get good at it, especially when they're rookies. Going back to various disappointing offensive line selections from the past with the Texans, where Xavier Suafilo, remember, was the guy they had him playing like right guard, left guard, right tackle his rookie year. And I would get very frustrated because I'm like, just let him play one position. I've switched on that just because I think there's a lot to be said for, I'd rather have five guys who are versatile and can play multiple positions than have two stud all pros and then three jamokes that you just can't trust.
Yeah.
Because of everything we talked about earlier. So I've had to think hard. I've had to take meditation retreats to come to this point and be comfortable and cool with it. But I'm at a spot where I'm pretty cool with it.
If you have the right coaches and the right players, that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
If you have the wrong coaches and the wrong players trying to do that, then it's not going to work.
That's true.
You know, so it's not working with Xavier Suafilo and a Bill O'Brien staff. Different than these guys and a D'Amico Ryans.
You know, a part of it is, I think, because I've had so many orthopedic surgeries. I just felt good. It was like, okay, I'm going to go to a knee specialist.
Yeah. Or,
okay, I'm going to go to an ankle specialist.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go into some country doctor.
I do everything.
/ veterinarian.
Yeah.
You're like, of course, yeah. You know I'm better because I can do it all. Those other fancy lads, they're trying to just focus on one little body part.
Yeah.
You got brain issues?
Yeah.
Let me down, tinker around up there.
I'll let you choose which buck knife I use to do the procedure. Pick. I got 10 of them right here.
I'm not much of a fan of this antiseptic environment. I like to feel your body got to learn to fight off the infection from the get-go.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with
Up on my kitchen table and let's have at it.
Payne and Pendergast. By the way, Arrowhead Stadium, I had a good time.
You want any more Tillins or not? I'll snip the Vas deferens in a heartbeat. Use toenail clippers for that one.
There you go. All right. Payne and Pendergast. We are live at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and we are acting like it right now. All right. Up next, D'Amico Ryans yesterday did name the most consistent player on the Texans. I would have guessed several players just based on depth chart before I got to this one. And we got some petty cast leftovers we didn't get to yesterday.
Good, because I'm still feeling petty.
I know, I am too. So let's do a few of those. We're live in West Virginia. Stay there, Payne and Pendergast.